Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition, an update on happenings at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center during Black History Month and beyond from Natalie Hastings in about 20 minutes. Later, cultural provocateur Camille Paglia stirs things up with her new art history book, Glittering Images, A Journey Through Art from Egypt to Star Wars. On Tuesday, Ohio Governor John Kasich will give his State of the State speech, this year in Lima. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen about what he might have to say.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
So the State of the State speech coming up this week with Governor Kasich, what are you expecting he'll talk about?
Well, I'm expecting he's going to review and try to sell his new proposed two-year state budget with its major tax shift plan. But I don't think we're going to hear a lot new. And the governor himself has said that. He said, don't expect much new in this speech. You know, it used to be governors would first give their State of the State speech, and then a week or two later, they'd roll out their state budget. So everyone, especially the insiders and all the special interest groups and legislators, would be sitting on the edge of their seats at the State of the State address, you know, looking for some hint as to what new the governor is going to be proposing, especially in the budget. But this governor has switched the order. He's already laid out all these major public policy changes he wants to make, and he's put numbers on them, too, in the new year, in the new two-year state budget and in his tax shift plan. So there's not that much left to talk about. He may have a couple of new tidbits, but even he is saying, don't expect much new in the State of the State address.
Why do you think he flipped the order?
I don't know. I can only tell you this governor loves to shake things up. He loves to do things differently. I mean, just the fact that he's going to Lima, and last year he went to Steubenville for his State of the State address, that was something totally new. And some people grumbled about it, even some legislators. But he said, look, I've got new ideas. And he likes that. He likes being seen, I think, as a maverick. He thinks that it enhances his image.
So he is going to be in Lima this year. Is it going to be hard for all the lawmakers to get there?
Well, I mean, look, they have to drive, some of them have to drive 2 hours from Youngstown to get to the State House for a session. Instead of driving to the State House, they're going to drive, some of them will drive 2 hours to Lima. I mean, there is a little bit of grumbling, some Democrats especially, but I think most of them will still wind up in Lima, just as most of them wound up in Steubenville last year.
Now, it's a little tricky to organize something like this in a new location. Last year, there seemed to be some delays getting started and trouble with some security getting everyone in the building. Do you think they'll be more organized this year?
Oh, well, that's really hard to predict. But you're right. When you go to a remote location like this, it's a whole new place. Nobody's ever been there before, whether it's the TV cameras or the security folks or the lawmakers themselves. So there's a lot of room for problems. And that's one reason a few people are grumbling about this. And they say, look, why don't you just hold this thing like every other governor has done at the State House in Columbus? And some of those critics say, that's the tradition, so you should stick with it. But this governor says, look, I'm not bound by tradition.
Well, he isn't, and he's doing some other big changes with the budget. And let's sort of basically explain some of them related to taxes. There's going to be a number of changes if his budget goes through. Can you explain what he's proposing?
Yeah, I would call this really the biggest tax shift in four decades. Since around 1971, when Ohio launched its graduated state income tax. That was a big change then. And we've had changes since then, but nothing as big as what this governor is proposing. For the last few decades, the income tax has brought in more money, has been the biggest piece of the revenue pie, and then come the sales tax. But this governor, John Kasich, he believes that the graduated state income tax is an impediment to job growth and business growth. And he's made no secret of the fact he'd love to be able to get rid of entirely of the state income tax. He hasn't been able to do that, but he has been pushing it down. And so under this new proposal, he would slash the state income tax 20% for families and individuals, and he'd slash it 50% for most of the income that small businesses take in. And they pay, small businesses pay most of their taxes under the personal state income tax system. So that's the one change he wants to make. Then you say, well, where is he going to get the money? to cut taxes that drastically. And he's got two basic answers. One, he says, please pass my severance tax increase on horizontal fracking. He says that industry is booming and we can tax them more and they'll still come here because they can make big money. So that would bring in a few $100 million extra. But then the bulk of the way that he would pay for this income tax cut is he says, let's slap the state sales tax onto more services. He says we're in a service economy these days, much more than goods. But for the most part, we've only been taxing goods. So he says, let's apply a 5% sales tax. Right now, it's 5.5%. He says, we'll lower it just a little bit, but we'll apply a 5% sales tax to a whole list of services that haven't been taxed before.
Well, now, give us some examples of things that we might see taxes on.
Well, he's proposed haircuts, pet grooming, investment counseling, accounting, funeral services, magazine subscriptions, cable TV, bowling, billiards, coin-operated video games, movie tickets, sporting event tickets, attorney fees, and even the dating services is in there.
So a little bit of everything.
Yes, yeah. And I just probably gave you a dozen. There's probably 5 or 6 dozen that he's proposed.
Well, let's talk about how he can't pass this budget on his own. It has to go through the Ohio legislature. How are the lawmakers reacting to this proposal?
Well, his fellow majority Republicans say they love the idea of slashing the state income tax. They say, who wouldn't? But some of the Republicans are saying, you want to tax haircuts, you want to tax pet grooming, you want to tax legal services. Some of our constituents may not be so enamored with the idea of a tax hike on the sales tax side. So some of those Republicans are a little uneasy about that. Then you have minority Democrats. Well, they don't like either end of this proposal. First, they say if you lower the state income tax 20%, they say it's mostly rich people who are going to get the benefit of that. Of course, that's because they pay in most of the state income tax. It's graduated. There's been a study by a liberal think tank that says the top 1% of income taxpayers would reap a net tax savings of $10,000 under this plan. The next 4% of upper income taxpayers would reap a bonanza of $1,500. But the bottom 20% of taxpayers, poor people, would actually pay a $63 annual tax increase because they don't even pay any state income tax right now at all, and they'll have to pay more for haircuts and movie tickets and all that kind of stuff. So the Democrats and groups on the left are saying this is a regressive move. It hurts the poor. It helps the rich. It's the exact opposite of the way Ohio should move.
So how do you think it's all going to shake out once they start talking about it and try to come up with a budget?
Well, since Republicans are way in the majority, 60-39 in the House, 23-10 in the Senate, even if some Republicans desert Kasich's ship, I think the odds are that he can get majority Republicans for the most part to vote for this package. Now, not this exact package. Legislators always change a governor's plan. They never pass it as proposed. So I think you can still see some big changes coming. But I think the thrust of what the governor wants, I think he has a good chance of passing, mainly because he's got so many Republicans on board.
Bill, thank you so much for talking with me.
Been a pleasure. Thanks.
I've been talking with Bill Cohen. He's State House News Bureau correspondent for Ohio Public Radio and Television. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.